Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is The Week in Philly. Listen at 5 a.m. and 3 p.m. on Saturday and 3 p.m. on Sunday on KYW News Radio 103.9 FM and free on the Odyssey app. Sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love.
Welcome back to The Week in Philly. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And for more, let's bring in KYW Community Impact Reporter Raquel Williams. Now, Raquel, with your show Bridging Philly, you are focusing on different aspects of the fight against breast cancer throughout the month of October, correct?
That's right. Bridging Philly is going pink for the month of October. So for the four weekend shows, we are focusing on four different areas of breast cancer. The first show, we're kicking off things with Dr. Arnold Baskies. He's with the American Cancer Society, and it's pretty much a soup to nuts A to Z on breast cancer, survival rates, you know, people who are at risk, where we are now in terms of treatment, so on and so forth. We're also, for another show, we're going to be talking with people about the effects of treatment, all the things that people don't really talk about when cancer patients are going through chemotherapy, radiation, various surgeries, and the recovery, and the different ways that it affects us physically and also mentally. And we're also going to be talking about support, the fact that survivors need support, but then also the supporters need support too. There was a recent study that came out that showed the spouses of breast cancer survivors have a slightly higher rate of suicide, which was very disturbing. And the final show is going to be very exciting. It's going to be here live to tape with an audience. It's going to be all about reconstruction. I'm calling it a pink party. And we're going to have doctors from the Penn Medicine Virtual Health Cancer Program here. We'll be talking about reconstruction and the recovery and the different aspects and choices that women have, whether it's implants, or some people choose not to have that. Some people choose to go flat, and then there are other ways that women can feel whole again. That's the month. I think it's going to be great. I love just sharing and learning from other women, and hopefully people will be able to get something out of this.
I wanted to dig in on a couple of the topics. Where are we overall when it comes to detecting and treating breast cancer? It seems like we've made a lot of progress. Is that fair?
We've made a lot of progress. So we recently found out that the mortality rates are dropping, but the incident of cancer cases are actually on the increase. Black women are still suffering, and they actually have a higher mortality rate.
Black women are 5% less likely to get breast cancer than white women, but their mortality rate is 38% higher.
We learned that Asian American Pacific Islander women are suffering from breast cancer at higher rates. So though we are making strides, it's on the increase, but at least there are advancements in treatment and early detection.
When it comes to certain populations having higher numbers, do we know the why there?
I asked why.
Access to care is the number one issue that we can do something about. The science behind if there's a genetic issue, and then the issue of obesity and environmental causes for breast cancer, those have to be looked at also.
Of course, drinking and smoking, all of that, you know, we're told reduce that as much as you can because those are also risk factors. But then, you know, we need to also study the environment because a lot of people are saying, you know, some of it could be environmental as well. So there's a lot of whys.
Now, this is incredibly personal for you as a breast cancer survivor. What can you, what do you feel comfortable about sharing about your battle?
Oh, I don't mind sharing at all. 6 years ago was my first battle with breast cancer. I was diagnosed with DCIS, which is ductal carcinoma in situ, which is really baby stage zero breast cancer, but breast cancer nonetheless. So it was all contained. I was able to get a lumpectomy on one side and then a little bit of, you know, balancing and structure just to kind of balance everything out. So that's what I had 6 years ago. And then last year I discovered it was back, but with a vengeance. So it was invasive DCIS stage two. So I had a double mastectomy, several surgeries, and just finishing up my reconstruction. I had my major reconstruction in July. I have some nips and tucks and beautifying to do at the end of the year. But Matt, I am happy to say that for the most part, I am done. Had the chemotherapy, the whole nine. It was pretty rough. But I'm happy to come out on the other side.
What was the roughest part for you?
Oh, my gosh. The roughest part, the surgeries and the chemo. I feel like when you're in chemotherapy, they're bringing you to the brink of death while keeping you alive. It's killing everything else, but you're staying alive. And it was, I don't wish it on my worst enemy. It's called that drug, that one drug that I had to do a couple of rounds of. It's called Adriamycin. They call it the red devil. It is red in color. And it's pretty bad in terms of the nausea and the lethargy. You're completely out of it. That was pretty bad. But, you know, not being able to do the things that I want to do, you know, with the kids and family. And so, you know, they yelled at me a lot. Mom, you're not supposed to do that. Mom, you're not supposed to do that. Don't worry, we've got that. I'm like, okay, I understand. It weighed a lot on me mentally. It's the way you look at yourself. Sometimes, you know, especially I went flat for a few months and, you know, I was wearing prosthetics. People didn't realize that. But, you know, when it's just you in the mirror and you're looking and you're going, oh, my God, is this me? The hair loss gone, completely gone bald at that point. Oh, my God, this is happening. No eyelashes. And, you know, women, our femininity is hair and breasts. You know, this is how we look at ourselves and, you know, the makeup. And, you know, the constant battle to try to look normal, to try to look normal. That was my struggle. And I kind of let go of it after a while. I'm like, you know what? This is me. This is what I'm going through. It's quite a journey. And a lot of women have a lot of great stories. And I am happy that we're able to share their journeys as well.
Does your experience change how you approach covering this?
Yes. It used to be them. You know, I often say that I, you know, for years covered all kinds of stories and went on all the breast walks and wore the pink ribbons, but it wasn't my issue. And then I found it in my lap. And it is my issue. And it's everyone's issue. I look at it completely differently now. And knowing that we're going to see more and more of these cases, if you don't know, if someone doesn't know someone affected by breast cancer, you're going to know someone very soon, unfortunately.
When can people hear these episodes of Bridging Philly this month?
Saturdays and Sundays at 1:30 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. And then we've got an extra boost on Sunday morning at 5:30 a.m. And then, of course, wherever you get your podcast, just search for Bridging Philly.
Thank you so much, Raquel. That's KYW Community Impact Reporter Raquel Williams joining us. This is The Week in Philly, and we will continue right after this.
Check out The Week in Philly, Saturdays at 5 a.m., Saturdays and Sundays from 3 to 4 p.m. on KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM, or free on the Odyssey app. Sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers, there's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.